The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub, to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner, and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. The Insta Club Hub is available at instaclubhub.com, and there's also a link in the show notes down below this episode. Join the Insta Club Hub now and finally start winning at Instagram by tomorrow. Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. In today's episode, I wanted to talk to you about a very important subject that is much more important than your social media growth, yet it still relates to your social media growth, and that's your mental health. And more specifically, the idea of taking a break from social media, especially around the holidays. And I want you to listen to this episode whether or not you're already considering taking a break. Of course, if you're already thinking about taking a break, definitely listen to this episode. I'm going to present some facts, some statistics, and some opinions about taking a break and how you can strategically go about that. But even if you're someone who's like, nah, I got this, I'm just going to work through the holidays. December 25th is just another day for me. January 1st is just another day. I'm just going to keep working, keep hustling, keep grinding. If that's you, that's awesome. I love that you're so determined. I love that you're such a hard worker. But I want to encourage you to just take a listen to today's episode with an open mind. And I'm not asking you to be convinced to think the same way I do, but I just want you to have a listen today and maybe see where it leads you. First of all, let me just begin by restating what I've already said, which is that your mental health, and your physical health for that matter, should always take a priority over your business growth, and especially over your social media growth or the number of followers you have or anything like that. You can't pour from an empty cup. And I know as entrepreneurs, we're always trying to help and serve as many people as possible. We're trying to change the world and make an impact on people. But you can't pour into others if your cup hasn't been filled up first. If you haven't found joy, if you haven't found rest, if you haven't been fulfilled yourself, it's going to be really hard to fulfill others. I made a post about this recently on my Instagram, and someone commented, "I can't take a break. If I do, everything will fall apart." And I think that's kind of the reverse of what's going to happen. I think that by not taking a break, you're actually ensuring that eventually you're going to become overwhelmed, you're going to become too stressed out, you're going to become burnt out, and then things are going to fall apart. You're going to be forced to take a break because you're going to be at the point that you just can't make any more reels, or you can't post any more content, or you can't attend another Zoom meeting. And now you're forced to take an unplanned break that you're not prepared for, and then things will start to unravel and they will start to fall apart. So I think that strategic breaks, planned breaks, are much more beneficial than waiting until you absolutely have to. I think when you get to the point that you're like, oh my gosh, I need to take a break. And maybe some of you are listening to this episode today because you're at that point. You're like, I'm just exhausted. I'm so drained. I'm so tired. 2022 was such a tough year. I need a break. And that's a tough spot to be in. Because at that point, I don't want to say it's too late. I mean, you definitely can still take a break. You're probably going to have to take a break. But at that point, the last thing you want to do is get strategic and start planning your break, because you're already at your wit's end with everything else you've had to plan that has led you to this break. So I think that getting out ahead of the train, so to speak, and planning your break before you actually absolutely need one would really benefit you in the long run. One of my favorite content creators who's big on YouTube and also on Instagram, Modern Millie, she recently announced that she was taking a break over the holidays, and I thought that was really awesome. She is taking a break from all content production, and she's also giving her team the opportunity to rest and recharge before 2023. And I recently asked her how it's going, and she said it's been so rejuvenating, so refreshing. Definitely feels a little bit weird to not be making as much content or not be, you know, hopping right into the daily grind. But she's been volunteering at some local schools, and she's been doing some other great work in the community. And I think just spending more time with her partner, which I'm sure they both enjoy. And she's someone with over 100,000 Instagram followers and over 250,000 YouTube subscribers. So this is someone who's used to putting out a lot of content for a very large audience. So I hope that her example can be an example for you that you can do it too. With that being said, let's talk about some practical ways that you can go about taking a break from whatever social network you prefer, or maybe it's all of them at the same time. First of all, some people recommend announcing taking your break, but I actually haven't found that there's really any benefit to announcing that you're taking a break. And if anything, I've seen that it's actually led to quite a bit of unfollows in the past. I know myself, I've taken a few breaks from Instagram, from Twitter, from Snapchat and other social networks. I mean, I've found that when I announce, hey, I'm going to be offline for the next week or month or however long it's going to be, it leads to quite a bit of unfollows. And that's because I think that people, a small percentage of people, of course, but people who see that post are like, I'm not really into this person's content anyways. And so if they're not going to be posting, I might as well just unfollow. You're not likely going to lose, you know, 50% of your following, but you are likely going to lose quite a few people who are just no longer interested in your content and are going to use your break as an excuse to unfollow you. Of course, though, some people argue that announcing that you're taking a break is really beneficial because it creates some authenticity with your audience so they can be aware of what's going on. It also can just be valuable information because if someone is trying to get in contact with you or wondering like, hey, why haven't you posted in 14 days when you normally post twice a day? They have a reason why, and they're not left confused or wondering or sending you a number of emails and direct messages trying to figure it out. And then also, it can be a good way to show your community what you value. And it might be a signal to your community that, hey, you're just like them. You need mental health breaks, or you really value your family and they do too. And you're going to prioritize your family by taking a break from Instagram over the holidays. Hey there, small business leader. Are you looking for an easier way to onboard and manage remote employees? Or maybe you feel like you're doing it all at your company? Well, JustWorks makes it easier for you to start, run, and grow a business. Let me tell you just how JustWorks can help your business. As we all know, the way people work is changing, and you need HR tools that can keep up. Whether your team is local, remote, or distributed, JustWorks helps you comply with state payroll tax requirements, keeping up with state labor laws, and access health insurance plans in any state. They also provide proactive support for federal, state, and local employment-related compliance needs. JustWorks makes it simple to hire and manage remote employees across all 50 states. And they do so using a cloud-based platform that enables managers and employees alike to quickly and securely access benefits, payroll, and other HR functionality from anywhere at any time. They allow you to run your business with confidence. Take a look at JustWorks transparent pricing by visiting justworks.com/pricing. Again, that's justworks.com/pricing for details. So I think there are pros and cons to taking a break, but my ultimate decision is to not announce when you're taking a break. Or if you are going to announce it, maybe you could do it in more of a low-key way, like it's on your Instagram stories and it's an automatic DM response if anyone messages you asking about it, but it's not a full-on Instagram reel or a full-on TikTok post or a full email that you're sending to your entire list that, hey, I'm going to be out of the office for the next 10 days. My second strategic tip is to plan what's going to happen during your break. And I say this because there are different kinds of breaks. When I went on my honeymoon, we were in Fiji for about 12 days, and I took a complete break from social media, but all of my social networks remained active. I did this by, before going on our honeymoon, planning out all of my content, scheduling all of my reels, stories, everything that I had to post, and delegating everything else to my team. So they would post at certain times, they would engage with my audience, respond to direct messages, send emails, and things like that, so that I could take a break, but still look like I was being active on social media. That's one option. Or another option is just straight up not posting at all, like totally halting your consistency and your frequency of posting. And even though that scares a lot of people, and I know I preach consistency is key, and I preach the more you post, the more you grow, and those things are factually true. Those are statistical proven facts of social media, at least the way the algorithms currently work. There is some argument to be made that taking a break can actually improve or maybe just reset your algorithm. We haven't done extensive tests into this, but from what we found and what some other people have found from their own tests and studies is that taking approximately a 14-day break from Instagram specifically can allow your algorithm to reset. And I'm putting reset in air quotes because it's not a true reset. But what these studies suggest is that when you take this break from Instagram, you allow all of your metrics to kind of go back to their baseline. So rather than having multiple posts that are getting less views and less engagement than normal, which suggests to the algorithm that your posts are worse than normal, which suggests to the algorithm that your posts should be shown to less people than normal, everything just kind of resets. It goes to its baseline. It goes to zero. And so when you come back, suddenly you're getting a rapid influx of direct messages and comments and likes and engagement and views. And so the algorithm says, hey, this must be a great post. This person's account must be doing well. And then the idea is that that leads the algorithm to show your post to more people. It's not conclusive. It's not 100%. But for those of you who are scared of taking a break for what the algorithm might do to you when you come back, there are some studies, like I've said, that suggest that the opposite may be true and it actually might end up helping you. Now, there are also plenty of studies that show that when you take breaks from social media, it does hurt you. The algorithm does somewhat punish you when you come back, but I don't think that's necessarily because that's how the algorithm is designed. I think that's just human nature. I think if you become out of sight, out of mind, and people kind of forget about you, and this is especially when you're taking a long break, like let's say over a month, more like 3 to 6 months or even longer, when you're taking that long of a break, people kind of forget about you. They forget about all that they have learned from you and all the value you've given them. And so when you take a break that is that long, it's probably tougher to come back. Also, when you're gone for that long, a certain amount of your followers are just not interested, or they're not on Instagram anymore, or they don't really care about the subject that you're talking about anymore as much as they did when they originally started following you or when you were actively posting. And so there's just going to be a percentage of your audience that is no longer that active or that engaged. With that being said, though, I feel like I constantly keep contradicting myself. And that's because with that being said, there are also plenty of examples of people that have taken long breaks. And then when they've come back, they've seen a big spike in engagement because everyone is so excited to see them again and welcome them back. And people are just overjoyed that you're sharing content again. So there are pros, there are cons, there are strengths and weaknesses. There's arguments to be made for both sides. But the one thing that I think is unarguable is that if you need a break, take one. If you try to push through and hustle harder and just keep grinding and keep putting your family and your priorities and your mental health and your physical health aside in order to grow your business or make some more money or grow your following a little bit, eventually, I think that's going to end up in a really bad place. I think you're going to crash and burn. Whether that's having to take a mandatory 14 days off Instagram, or on the extreme end of the spectrum, having to check yourself into rehab or go to therapy or have some sort of breakdown, you know, it's just not a place you want to end up in. So again, like I said earlier, I think it's so much more helpful to take a break before you need it. Also, part of planning what you're going to do on your break is planning how you are going to rejuvenate your soul, how you're going to pour into your mental health. And really, this is such a case-by-case basis. I can't give you a step-by-step guide to what to do on your break. Some people are going to take their break to get inspired and to journal or to be in nature. Some people are going to use their break to completely disconnect from social media and maybe just turn off their phone. Different strokes for different folks. Everyone needs something a little bit different on their break. So do what you feel you need. Do what you feel will fill up your cup so that you can do a better job of pouring into others when you come back. Speaking of coming back, I don't think that you need to make a huge announcement that you're back. I think you can just pick up where you left off, start posting again. If you want to address it in, say, an Instagram story or a quick TikTok or maybe a quick tweet or post here or there, I think that's okay. But the whole I'm back, you know, welcome me back, here's where I've been for the last 6 months, I just don't feel like that's very valuable to your audience. Generally speaking, your audience follows you first and foremost for the content you're putting out. So making a post that your content has been missing and here's why is kind of reminding them of the fact that the reason why they followed you hasn't been delivered upon for the last few weeks, months, however long it's been. And then also it's just kind of a self-serving post, right? Unless you're using your break as a way to teach others or a way to inspire others or kind of just share your personal story. Or maybe if you are a personal lifestyle vlogger and, you know, people follow you for you and they really think of you as a personality and you have hundreds of thousands of followers who really care about you as a person. Well, then of course, you know, talking about your personal life makes sense. But if people follow you for tips on how to make better Excel spreadsheets and you get overwhelmed and burnt out and end up having to take a 3-month break, well, then coming back and telling them, hey guys, sorry, I got really burnt out. I didn't post for the last 3 months, but I'm back now. It might not go over so well. So in the same vein that there are arguments to be made for and against making a post before your break, I think there are similar arguments to be made in regards to making a post when you come back from your break. I think the bottom line is this though. If you need a break, take one. You deserve it. And one of the real challenges of social media and entrepreneurship is that you no longer work a 9-to-5. You no longer get in your car, drive home from work, and check out. You don't work 5 days and then have Saturday and Sunday off. Social media is always turned on. As an entrepreneur, your business can always be turned on. As long as you have power to charge your laptop or charge your phone and you have access to the internet, you could technically be working. And I've heard it so often that entrepreneurs trade the 40-hour work week for the 100-hour work week, or they trade the 9-to-5 for the 24/7. And also within entrepreneurship, there's so many people who preach hustle harder, do more, work harder, burn the candle at both ends. When you get home from your 9-to-5, you need to work from 5 till 9. Or the people who really win at entrepreneurship are the people who are grinding at 3 a.m., the people who don't sleep, the people who sacrifice everything for the success of their business. And listen, maybe that's you. Maybe that's what you're into. Maybe that works for you. Maybe that's even true. But that's not what we believe in here at Build Your Tribe. That's not what my mom and I preach. My mom used to have a camp called Camp Do More. And looking back on it, we laugh because that was such a microcosm for who she was at the time and her life. And I don't want to speak too much on her own personal life and her struggles. She can share that herself. But I know she has shared publicly before that she used to struggle with workaholism. And so I want you to know that the two co-hosts of this podcast who you hear from on a weekly basis, we don't believe in that. We don't believe in grinding yourself to death, sacrificing your family, your friends, your physical and mental health and well-being in order to make more money or grow a bigger following. So if you can take it from us, if you can take it from me, take a break. If you need one, take one. And as always, happy networking.